Meet Damon Bell. I shouldn't have gone to work that morning. I've never used a sick day, but that day maybe I should have. I was clumsily wandering the halls of Oakwood before anything but the coffee shops were open. I chose a patron to commune with. I recognized the look on his face. He was alone and lonely, and this traveling for work wasn't for him. It was early. I was still groggy, and I'm never groggy. I was as tired as if I'd forgotten how to sleep. Tough night's sleep the previous night. Kept dreaming and waking up and then going back to sleep and getting right back to where I'd left off in the dream before I woke up. For months before this day and for months after, I'd essentially been having and would continue to have the same dream. Or at least the same elements kept recurring. I mean, there were fish and bears and an old girlfriend. We were all competing for the same job. I'm not sure what a fish and a bear and an old girlfriend have in common in the way of job skills. That's why it's a dream and not reality. You'll hear more about the dreams later. The lonely visitor was distractedly experiencing his morning coffee. While he was drinking it intentionally, he didn't seem to be very good at it. I hate to see a visitor lonely or unable to enjoy his coffee, so I moved in on my target. "Good morning," I said with all the smile I could express at 6:30 in my unrested state. The lonely visitor didn't look at me, but he did sigh with incredible, ridiculous force. His coffee cup experienced a seiche. Some of the coffee overflowed its shores and dribbled onto the visitor's hand and down onto his OVC circular, the Oakwood Village Centrist. I quickly grabbed him another circular. He looked up surprised, but not frightened. "Hi, morning. It's my job to make small talk. I smile, I nod, I squint an understanding squid. And sometimes I mean it, sometimes I don't. That's my job. My name's Jack. It's nice to meet you." "That's your greeting." "Correct, sir." I held his gaze. His lips began to purse and curl up into a grin while his eyebrows begged me to stop looking at him. I refused. I continued looking at him because it's my job to make his experience as a guest in our home a happy one. I had decided a long time ago that the only way to fight vague, ambiguous, ephemeral anxiety is to radiate positivity, even if they don't want it. "What?" "I'm waiting for your name, good sir."
"Damon Bell."
"Wow, Damon Bell. Ask not for whom the bell tolls, right?"
"I guess. Am I in your seat or something?"
"No, I just wanted to make sure you're not lacking anything astounding in order to enjoy our beautiful facilities."
"Yeah.
Where are the restrooms?"
"You'd think a coffee shop would have one, you know, on the premises."
"Facilities? Oh, no. Although our restrooms are among the cleanest in the county, I was actually referring to your whole experience here. Have you been able to enjoy yourself yet?"
"No, I mean, I'm not really here to enjoy myself," he said, grasping his leather attaché case a little tighter. "This is business."
"Well, it's all enjoyment here. That's our business."
"I guess I'm missing the whole point of this place, then."
"It's okay to mix business with pleasure, you know. You know what that's called? Business pleasure. It's not in the dictionary yet, but times are changing."
He grunted. He was only humoring me. I can recognize that, but I'm a believer in my philosophy. I pushed forward.
"Have you been to the museum? Absolutely breathtaking."
"No, I haven't. I got here last night, late. I'm tired. I've never been away from my wife and my sweet little daughter, and I don't believe in the work that I do, so I'm a little uncomfortable right now. So I don't think your cheering me up will do any good."
Well, I knew he was right. For the first time in 12 years, I knew it was best just to leave a visitor to his negativity. But I couldn't walk away. The even more troubling realization was that I needed him at that moment. "Could you cheer me up for a second?" His head and shoulders dropped as if the marionette string controlling them had been cut. Miraculously, he kept hold of that coffee cup. That's not completely his doing, though. They are perfectly evenly weighted cups. And if he had dropped it, it wouldn't have broken. We don't allow cups to break here. So I sat down across the table and I told him this. I had one of those really long nights last night. I kept dreaming and waking up and then falling back to sleep and into the same dream. Other people's dreams are never interesting. You understand that, right? I suppose. Just give me a minute, and then I'll leave you to your morning of misery. All right, Damon Bell grunted. Tell me. It was here, but it wasn't here. It was like the woods and my high school, but it was here. And my prom date, Ella, she was there fishing, except she wasn't Ella. She went by Drexine. It was some kind of competition with all this well-dressed grizzly bear that everyone knew was the best. But my old girlfriend didn't care. She was trying to impress me. Then it turns out we were all trying to get a job at Sonic. But in the dream, I was a vegetarian. But this all took about 4 dreams to finish, and I've been tired since I woke up. He looked at me and said, with the first glimmer of humanity that I'd seen thus far, "You need a new job." I was shocked. I never even considered it. "That's what my dream means? That's what you're telling me?" He shrugged. "Maybe." I leaned back in my chair and I closed my eyes for a moment. It must have only taken a moment, but the images from the dream started trying to return. I saw the river and the complicated M.C. Escher-esque pattern in the schizoid school of fish below the surface. It was fast, like a birthday cake. Then I heard the sound of 4 wooden legs scraping across a tiled floor. Jarred me back to OVC. Damon had his copy of our circular, the Oakwood Village Centrist, under his arm, his coffee cup in his hand. He was already standing and leaning away from the table when I was back in the world of the awake enough to speak. "You should quit your job, too. You aren't made for this. Go be with your family." He walked away, nodding. "Thanks," he said as he faded away and out of the store. He waved the paper over his shoulder in my direction as he left. My customer service skills remained flawless. "No, please, thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day." Then I closed my eyes again, and the dream came back. In retrospect, if I was that close to REM sleep, it's probably best that I close my eyes and rest in a safe place like a friend's coffee shop.